From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Today is the 40th anniversary of the day that humans first landed on the moon. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce has more.
The journey from Earth to the moon took 4 days. The lander carrying Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong settled down into the lunar dust on the afternoon of July 20th, 1969.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
About 6 hours later, Neil Armstrong stepped outside.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
As NASA celebrates the first moonwalk's anniversary, 13 astronauts from different nations are together at the International Space Station, the biggest crowd ever in space. NASA has been working on new rockets that could go beyond the station and back to the moon by 2020, but that plan might soon change. President Obama has ordered up a complete review of NASA's future spaceflight plans. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
The United States and India are expected to sign an agreement today that would take a major step toward allowing the sale of sophisticated U.S. arms to that South Asian nation. The deal would be a tangible accomplishment of Hillary Clinton's first trip to India as Secretary of State. Also, this morning on ABC's Good Morning America, the Secretary said that the U.S. will do everything it can to find and free an American soldier captured in Afghanistan and whose detention was aired on video.
We are attempting to do everything we can to locate him and free him. I mean, it's just outrageous. It's a real sign of desperation and inappropriate criminal behavior on the parts of these terrorist groups. So we are going to do everything we can to get him.
The U.S. has denounced the video as Taliban propaganda that violated international law. The Secretary of Homeland Security is warning the nation's governors to be ready for another outbreak of the swine flu. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Homeland Security Chief and former Governor Janet Napolitano addressed the annual meeting of the National Governors Association. She said the H1N1 flu is likely to reemerge.
Scientists in history tell us that when you have a new flu like H1N1 and it goes away, it will come back.
Napolitano said state officials should be planning now for flu cases to be back early this fall. She said the flu could come in a somewhat different form than the spring outbreak, but could once again be a threat to school children. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Biloxi, Mississippi.
Oil prices rose above $64 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for August delivery was up by $1.07 to $64.63 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. China's westernmost province is preparing new anti-separatist legislation after ethnic clashes which began on July 5th. The toll from the violence now stands at 197 killed and 1,700 wounded. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
The top legislator in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, Elegan Imibaki, said that new local legislation would assist the regional government in fighting separatism and terrorism. He said that local laws would be translated into minority languages and distributed to farmers and herdsmen across Xinjiang. Over the weekend, the head of Xinjiang's government, Nur Bekri, insisted that security forces had exercised restraint during the riots. He said that they had shot dead 12 ethnic Uyghur rioters after the rioters ignored warning shots. Bekri also admitted that the riots were preceded by peaceful protests led by Uyghur students, adding that officials had not anticipated that the demonstrations would turn violent. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
South Korea's Coast Guard is working on guidelines on how to inspect North Korean ships suspected of carrying banned items. North Korea has warned that it would consider such inspections a declaration of war. The announcement comes as a senior U.S. diplomat met with South Korea's nuclear envoy. They discussed implementing United Nations sanctions punishing North Korea for its latest nuclear test. They also discussed getting North Korea to return to talks on its nuclear program. North Korea quit the talks aimed at ending its nuclear ambitions in April over a U.N. rebuke after it launched a long-range rocket. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.